Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. Over the next 18 months, General Electric will determine its legacy in the Hudson River Valley, in America, and beyond. Either it will earn praise for completion of a comprehensive cleanup of the PCBs it dumped in the Hudson River decades ago, or its reputation will continue to be sullied by its toxic legacy. The destruction of a commercial fishery, the health threat and stigma of a contaminated river, and the economic stagnation it has caused in many upriver communities. This fall, the company expects to complete dredging of the 2.65 million cubic yards of PCB-contaminated sediment it was required to remove from the river under a 2003 agreement with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Next season, they'll just be in a mop-up phase. However, the Natural Resource Trustees, agencies designated by federal and state governments to assess the cleanup's effectiveness, have long indicated that more cleanup is needed to fully restore the Hudson River to full health. The trustees have warned GE and alerted waterfront communities that 136 acres of sediments of highly contaminated PCBs will remain after completion of the current cleanup. This contamination includes polluted sediments that prevent dredging of the river's navigational channel and make it impossible for cargo shipping in the Champlain Canal. GE has the time and the capacity and the expertise to remove this pollution now. If the company fails to do so, the river's recovery and the economic health of the region could be delayed by at least a generation. If GE does the right thing, riverfront communities could soon take advantage of the economic benefits they've been denied by the company's pollution for many decades. Either way, now or later, GE will have to pay for the injuries to damaged public resources. These include the end of a commercial fishery decades ago, the tremendous damage to ecological and recreational resources in the river, and the economic activity that goes with them. To give you a little background, at every Superfund site, the polluter not only must clean up the mess it made, it must also compensate the public for damages caused by the contaminated natural resources. Under a recent trend, many polluters are voluntarily addressing the natural resource damages while the cleanup is underway. In the case of the Hudson River PCBs, it makes sense for GE to complete the cleanup and reduce its future liability in this context, while GE's tremendous cleanup operation is still deployed in the river. Much of the additional PCB contamination lies within just 200 feet of areas to be cleaned up under the current Superfund plan. So removing it now would be the most cost-effective way. Equally important, getting rid of these contaminated sediments immediately would dramatically accelerate the recovery of the Hudson's wildlife and riverfront communities. Speeding up dredging of the Champlain Canal, currently choked with PCB-laden sediments, would be a major benefit to the upstate economy and save tremendous cost to taxpayers. Scenic Hudson and our partners in the Campaign for a Healthy Hudson have publicly applauded GE for its progress on the EPA-mandated cleanup. We know GE has the expertise to deal with the additional contaminants, which amount to a small fraction of the overall remediation. All that's in doubt is the company's willingness to do the job and to do it right. More than ever, the public expects companies responsible for large-scale toxic disasters to achieve complete cleanups and restore their rivers and their economies to full health. So GE, your legacy and the health and economy of the region are on the line. We hope and we ask you to do the right thing for the Hudson River and for your national and international reputation. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.